Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Last week, Pastor Reynolds started a lesson on eternal security of the believer. The focus on this was dealing with the fact that eternal security doesn't mean that the believers have a license to sin. It is a common mistake. People hear somebody say that once saved, always saved. They start saying, oh, well, you believe you can just go off and do whatever you want. And that is not the case. That is not what the Bible teaches. But it does teach that there is something to this thing about everlasting life. Now, we weren't able to finish that topic last week. So this morning, we'll be turning it back over to Pastor Reynolds as he continues on this very needed topic. And some of the passages that he'll be reading from are going to be in John chapter 13, verse 18, Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. So we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds.
Now, there are people that cannot continue because they are not really saved. The Bible states in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 18, that Jesus said concerning Judas Iscariot, and Judas was a lost man, but he was faithful for a while. The Bible says, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. Jesus said this. Jesus said, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. You see, in this passage, Christ knew that Judas did not have that internal gift which would enable him to continue with him. But this is just a few places. The context of John chapter 6 and verse 70 makes it very clear that true believers will never go away from Christ. Jesus had just preached a very stinging message to the unbelieving Jews. Before this, a great multitude followed Christ, hanging intently upon Jesus' every word. But when the message ended, the multitude angrily left and followed Jesus no more. Then Jesus asked his disciples, will ye also go away? Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And Jesus said, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil? And Jesus is here referring to Judas Iscariot. It is very clear that unbelievers will go away, while believers will remain with Christ even though they don't understand, but they know that they've been born again. As we continue to think about those people who simply cannot continue with Christ because they are not born again, Matthew 13, verse 20 and 21 comes to mind. In this place, the condition of those that cannot continue with Jesus is recorded this way. But he that receiveth the seed in the stony places, the same is he which heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. In this parable, the seed which fell on stony ground was representative of a lost person who appeared to have been saved. But he was offended. That is, this lost person is caused to stumble. But why does he stumble? At the Word of God. The Word of God might allow many things to happen to a saved person, but it will never be offensive to him. There's been many times in my life that the Word of God has rebuked me, that the Word of God has chastened me, but the Word of God has never offended me. Listen, do you get offended at the Word of God? You should never get offended at the Word of God if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ. Why does the superficial believer go away? Why does this happen? It's because there is no root within them. That's what the Bible states in the book of Matthew chapter 13. Yet he hath not root in himself. But what is the root? The root is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is given to every believer at salvation. Well, what is it that causes the believer to go away? According to Matthew 13, verse 20 and 21, it is tribulation and persecution. Notice what the Bible says about tribulation and persecution in Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Notice, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? The Bible here makes it abundantly clear that tribulation and persecution will never cause the true believer to go away. But the superficial believer will certainly go away when things get tough. The Bible states in the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. You see, the Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that those people that go away from Christ, there never was of Christ to begin with. Even though it appeared for a time that they were saved, they were not. The evidence of their lack of salvation is seen in their lack of service. I understand that in all of this thing about eternal salvation, that there is some confusion. Sometimes men are confused about what God is really saying. But you see, Lot is an example of a saved person who was not faithful to God in the end of his life, yet he was saved. The only reason that I know that Lot was saved is because the Bible says he was. The Bible states in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7, and delivered just Lot. This does not mean and delivered only Lot, but that Lot was redeemed by the blood of Christ. But Lot was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. You see, the word just means righteous or saved. Lot had no fruits. Therefore, he is very typical of that person that is saved, yet so as by fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 15. The Bible states in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I, that is Jesus Christ, will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. These people have been very busy working for God, yet they failed to make their calling and election sure. This is why the Bible states that we ought to make our calling and election sure. For if we do these things, we shall never fail. But if we fail to make sure that we are born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, there is an eternity that we're going to face without Jesus Christ. These folks in the book of Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23, have been very busy doing things for God, but they had failed to make their calling and election sure. They were lost. They were lost eternally. Their works have not, would not, their works could not ever save them. What about continuing in the Lord? The Bible states in the book of John chapter 10, verse 4 through verse 5, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The Bible states very clearly here in this passage that the sheep will follow the shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. They will hear and they will know the voice of their shepherd. They will never follow a stranger. Jesus stated in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I am known of mine." You see, there is a mutual knowing. The sheep know the shepherd, and the shepherd knows the sheep. Let me ask you, have you ever been born again? That is something that we pray for you, that you that are lost are saved, and you that are maybe wondering about whether you are saved or not, that you will understand this very vital truth, that you need to follow Jesus Christ wherever He leads you to go. Just follow Jesus. He will never, ever lead you astray. He will never lead you wrong. Our prayer is that you might know Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior that you will ever need. Jesus Christ is the true God. I pray today that you might trust Jesus Christ and follow Him and be faithful to God, because God will never, ever lead you wrong. Satan can lead you wrong. Satan will lead you wrong. But Jesus Christ will never, ever cause you to stumble. Jesus Christ will never, ever cause you not to follow Him. He's the right God. He's the true God. And I pray today that you would follow Jesus Christ. It is always a good thing to follow Jesus Christ and to follow Him explicitly, to follow Him exactly the way that He desires for us to follow Him. Why is that? It's because that we are here upon this earth for just a little time. But how long will we be in eternity? Think of that. The measurement is vast. The time that we're going to spend in eternity is forever and forever and forever. I think it's well worth it just to give to the Lord us, because He rewards us so immensely. If you're lost today, understand how long you're going to be lost. Forever. That's it. You're always going to be in hell. But if you're saved by the grace of God, it is the time right now that you can dedicate yourself to full service unto the Lord. Why? Because God has so much for you in this life, and God has so much for you in the life that is to come.
Well, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you. And if you're not able to catch both weeks, you can log into our website, and under the audio section, you'll find our prior radio broadcasts. I'd encourage you to log in and listen to the first half of this message, and then, of course, again, listen to this last half. While you're there, you can also listen to some of the other broadcasts from November. These include topics such as Christian values and the weariness of sin. Feel free to also check out the various books and articles that are available on the site. These cover many different topics, and we want to make sure that they're available to you as a resource. These include articles on topics like, Is Jesus Relevant?, How to Be Saved?, Teaching Love, and The Will of God. And then some of the books include topics such as, Is Baptism Required to Go to Heaven?, or there's also one out there on What to Look for in a Church. Now, as always, you're welcome to come and join us for services today. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will be starting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. Then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services starting at 4:30. And we don't want you to forget that we also have Wednesday night services during the week starting at 7 o'clock. Well, I can tell here by looking at the clock that our time for today is up, but we are very thankful you've been able to join us this morning, and ask that you listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.